Hello?
Hello? Can you guys hear me? Hello? 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 Is my mic on? Is this thing on? Hello? Hello? Hi, everyone. Good morning. I just woke up. Are you ready for Cecilia in my lisp? iPhone in my lisp? Audio's okay. Okay, that's good. Hello. No, it's not on. Wait, I feel like I'm getting so much conflicting information. Good morning. I just woke up. And I thought maybe let's have a tiny little space. I am planning on having a stream tonight. Not sure when, because I have recording at the studio. And then it kind of depends how long it goes. It might be not too long, or it might be long, and then just depending on that, once I'm back, I will put up a waiting room. Maybe I should put up a waiting room now. Yeah, I hope you all been doing well. This week has been but isn't it fun? Yesterday we had no, 2 days ago. What did I do yesterday? Oh yeah, right. 2 days ago, we had a panel, very first, like, I think it was one of my first, well, it was a first ever 3D panel. Well, I mean, I guess Kiara has done 3D panels before, but she was, like, full 3D. These are, like, the slightly scuffy 3D, you know? The one that we've been using for the Shakespeare thing and the fucking 1-2 switch thing. Yeah, so it's been fun. I wanted to do today. The stream will probably be a chatting stream because I don't know what game to play, and I just wanted to do chatting. Also, oh my god, I have to sign cards, like, you know, I don't actually know which one it is. My birthday merch? Oh, my anniversary. No, my birthday. My birthday merch. Yeah. Oh, my God. I think I already mentioned this on stream, but I got to test out the lamp and see the notebook. And it's so cute. The lamp is so freaking cute. I remember when I wanted a lamp that you can squish, right? Like, it's not a normal table lamp. It's a lamp that you can squish. And obviously, because of that, the price is kind of high. And then I remember when we were selling it, I was like, ooh, dude, I don't know. Is this really worth it? Because it's, quote unquote, just a lamp. But, you know, at that point, it's too late. Like, you can't just switch your idea or something like that. But now that I've seen it in person, it's so freaking worth it. Because it's so freaking, it's so cute. It's like a little automobile. And then you can squish it. And then he turns on and off. And then there's different lights. And it's so cute. I love it. So I'm looking forward to having my own. Can we get a sneak peek? Well, yes. I did record a video of it. It has become less squishy since then. Because it was too squishy. Like, the structure was a little bit flimsy because it was so squishy. You know, the actual lamp part would move a little bit too much when I squished it. So they were like, okay, we're going to make it, like, harder. But I want to show that video. Maybe I'll show it tonight if I find the file somewhere. But, you know, it's like, disclaimer. It wasn't finished at that point. And then the notebook is really pretty. I got that too. Well, I had to give it back, but I got it. And Otomo was very pliant. Yeah. It's so squishy. Squishy, squishy, Otomo lamp lamp. Squishy, squishy, Otomo lamp lamp. Yeah, I don't know. It's always fun to see those type of things. And I'm glad when I get them into my own paws at some point. But yeah, it was really fun. Oh, so freaky tight, the Taipei panel. And then yesterday I had an outside shoot, actually. You will see it. It will be released in mid-April, I would say. Spoilers. Like, outside. Never done before. Well, by me, by people in general, they have done it. I haven't done it. Well, actually,
No, I guess we did. I guess Justice did the vlogs preview where we went to the haunted mansion, haunted house and the night cafe and the shrine. What was the last one? Oh, and the dogs. We saw Formico. So I guess we've done something like that before. But this one was a bit different, so you'll see. Spoilers. Spoilers, grass touching. It wasn't outside in that sense. It was still in the studio, but it was an outside student. Yeah, well, you'll see. You'll see in April. I think the hardest part about this, this quote unquote job is when we do something really fun and I want to tell you guys about it, but it's like, it's not out yet. I can't. I shall not. I gotta wait. But you know, once it's out, I can talk about it. We'll talk about it. Yes, I see something. You know how I said this before, but I like the idea of like just constantly tweeting big things coming and nothing's coming. But guys, April, big things coming, and obviously next week, big things coming. But I feel like whenever it's I've mentioned this before, but when it's a concert or something like that, obviously I am super excited. I am very excited, but it's like it's not my project, you know, so it's the control obviously is very different. The amount of control you have and big things coming. And today I'm recording something at the studio. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so tired. Eepy, eepy. But I woke up early. I wanted to sleep longer, but whenever I record vocals, I have to wake up at least like 4 hours in advance. Otherwise, my voice is too croaky. As you can hear right at this very moment. Yeah. Can leak other projects. What can I leak? Oh my God. As you know, I've been kind of sick. I just on and off. It's been pretty rough. And I don't know why, because I actually never get sick. Automaton built different. Usually I never get sick. And then I think it happened because around New Year's, I got like double infections, right? I got like a throat and an ear. And I think maybe what happened is that my immune system was kind of weak. And then I came to the Far East. And then it was just like, oh, sick. Oh, I'm fine again. Oh, I'm sick again. So I got like, I think I got sick 3 times in a row. And it was hell on earth. And then obviously, since it's like throat and nose related, when you have to do vocal recordings, it's not ideal. And then 2 days ago, after the Taipei panel, I was recording a cover. And it was so fucking bad. So usually it depends, right? Everyone does it differently. But usually when you do recordings at the like vocal recordings at the studio, you get a vocal director and an engineer, like audio engineer. So they, you know, and sometimes you don't get a vocal director. It really depends what you want. And for this one, I had a vocal director and an engineer and. It was a Japanese song and it was kind of high. And my voice, like, I wasn't sick anymore, but my voice wasn't 100% recovered. So I knew, you know, but you book the studio in advance, you sent them the files, like, the people have to come there and that's their job. And, you know, I mean, obviously, we don't have to pay them, but. You can't just like cancel last minute. I mean, you can. If you're sick, you're sick. There's nothing you can do. But the idea is like, okay, as long as you're not sick, I feel like you should try, you know? And then I went there and I was like, you know what? I'll do my best. I'll try. Maybe it'll be okay. I was recording this high song, like a cutesy song, and my voice was just cracking the entire time. And then the director's like, good. And I'm just like, it's okay. We switched it up and we ended up recording a different, easier song for that day. I felt so bad. Because I was like, no, it's fine, it's fine. Yeah, but yeah, I mean. Have the files. Maybe I'll show it one day. I'll show you guys what it sounded like. Oh my God. Oh, I like I don't know. I think when it's high songs, it's pretty easy for me to sing in my head voice, you know, like, ah, it's pretty easy. But singing in my chest voice and it really high is hard for me because my natural voice obviously is pretty low. Well, not pretty low, but it's not high. And if I do a cutesy song, then it turns kind of like, right? Which is harder on your vocal cords than head voice for me personally. And it was rough out there. I felt bad. It's also the thing, like, for, you know, I mean, obviously it's their job and it's fine. And I'm sure they've heard worse, but I felt bad because I was like screaming into their ears. That day my manager wasn't there. It was her day off, so I had my secondary manager. And I felt bad for her too. She was sitting there having to listen to me scream. To be fair, we did have the Taipei panel right before that, and that one was very high energy, we were very loud, screaming a lot. So then obviously, you know, maybe it wasn't the best course of action, like maybe it wasn't the best, but it's okay. You make mistakes, you learn. I've learned. If my voice isn't 100, it's probably not worth trying to record a very difficult song, but it's okay. I think I like recording my songs myself at home more than going, but especially when it's a Japanese song, since I'm really bad at pronunciation, it's honestly just easier having like a native Japanese person there to give you pointers. Also, my setup right now obviously is garbage because I'm just in this hotel / Airbnb room and it's pretty echoey. Kiara said you went 500% on Taipei panel. Kiara kept going like, why do you guys have so much energy? What's wrong with you? In a joking way, obviously. Yeah. I don't know. Something about, especially when you can move your body. And I think panels are really, I really like panels because it's, I can see you guys, you know, more so than usually. But obviously then you exert a lot of energy because you're screaming it to a room of people. But yeah, it was really cool. It was my first time in Taipei. And it was fun too with, it was Ina, Kiara, Gigi, and I. And then we did like different things. Maybe I'll talk about it a little bit more tonight because we got pictures. Some pictures. Rough housing. I don't know. I really like the booth, the 3D booth. I mean, I have had enough now. It's like, okay, that's enough. For a while. That's enough. But obviously, you know, you want to maximize, especially when everyone's here. All the other girls are coming out too. Because of FAS! And it's going to be Justice's first FAS. I'm so glad. Oh, you're so... Well, not our first, but our first where we perform as well, if that makes sense. I'm so excited. Oh, this is going to be so fun. I hope you guys like the song I picked. I picked my soul song. Actually, the soul song that I picked. Spoilers. I have a soul song. As does everyone else. The one that I ended up picking, I actually got recommended by the Bao Bao. So, yeah. I hope you guys like it. I'm going to not spoil it. I'm not spoiling it. But I'm really excited because I really like it. And I hope you guys like it too. I'm probably around FES. We'll see how things go. Once FES is over, I want to talk about FES a lot. Because it's an honor that we're there. And there's been so much, you know, we've been doing dance lessons and singing and everything. And then I'm really excited for the actual performance day. Nervous. But I think it'll be okay. I think we got this. Got this. Yay! And then today. Ah, no, can't say it. Spoilers. Spoilers left and right, up and down, spoilers everywhere. Spoilers. No, that's a spoiler. No, don't say it. Yeah, but I've been Next week, let me see. Let me look at my calendar. Scrolling. Oh, it's already on. Oh my God. Yeah, it's already this weekend. Next weekend. I guess today is still a weekend. Oh my God. I'll talk about it a little bit more later, but one last week after the Bay telephone game, we all hung out with JP Senpai. It was really nice. We had yakiniku, and I got to talk more with Mio Fubuki and Toa Senpai. I've talked quite a bit with Toa Senpai because she was there when we were doing All For One concert in New York. So from all the JP Senpai, I think... I don't know if it's most, but I know her pretty well. But I had never talked to Fubuki and Mio Senpai before, really. I mean, I did that one, you know, the farming game thing Mio Senpai had, but, you know, we talked like 10 minutes. So it was nice. It's always nice to try to communicate with passion Japanese, Google Translate, DeepL. literally fighting in the trenches for one sentence. It's like, oh, how do I say this? But I think the funny thing is both sides just sometimes, you know, when you try explaining something but it doesn't really come across, and then both sides are just like, oh well, it probably wasn't that important. It can't have been that important. So yeah, we had yakiniku, and then we went over to the last place and had okonomiyaki. However, oh my God, that was actually kind of annoying. Well, it wasn't annoying, but it was just timing-wise. Gigi and I were together because she was there too, right? Because of the telephone game. And then we had a justice meeting. So then, which was already decided like ages ago. And then we, everyone's making a takoyaki, and we're like, well, we're gonna go. So we had to like sit in a different room, spear the meeting. It was an important meeting, so it's good that we were there. But I was like, I wish I could have the takoyaki and talk and stuff. But I was trapped in baby jail, baby jail. But it was an important meeting, and it went really well, so that's good. But you know, sometimes you're like, oh, FOMO, oh, I'm missing out. Same thing with, like, I've been kind of pretty busy, and then Gigi gets to play, and then she's like, oh my God, I'm gonna have so much fun while you're working. Oh, I'll have so much fun. And then freaking evil. Don't have fun without me. What the heck is going on? Guys, no one's allowed to have fun if I'm not there, okay? No one's allowed to have fun. But I have been very responsible. Like, oftentimes it's like, oh, let's do this and this. And I'm like, no, I gotta be careful. If I get sick one more time, I'm going to literally jump. No, I shouldn't say that. But I won't. Sorry. Joke. Jodan des. But I'm gonna get so angry. The last time I was sick, I wasn't even that sick, but I was so angry. I was just so mad. I was so mad. Oh my God, I can't take it anymore. Just let me be healthy. I think now I'm over it, but you know, I'm still a little bit sniffly. So hopefully it'll be okay. Ah, so mad. But I feel like everyone's sick, and everyone constantly rotates being sick. So then you go to, like, even if you're careful, I don't know. But I mean, I'm sick, and no one... Gigi didn't get sick. But my manager also got sick. Everyone's sick! Some of the other girls also were sick. People were sick at some point. You know, sick at some point. Everyone's sick! It's evil. Guys, be careful. Dress warm. Stay hydrated. Dress warm. Don't go outside. Don't go outside. Maybe that's it, really. Don't go outside. Yeah. bringing germs from different places. Yeah, that's a good point. It's like a carry on. Hi guys, here's these germs. And you're like,
no, no, you gotta be careful. I mean, it's fine. I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, actually, all right, Iris was really sick. Wow, yeah, we were doing something, like, recording something together, and she had to be quarantined. Well, they are careful, right? Like, if you know someone's sick, obviously we try not to freaking hang out too much, but sometimes, you know, if someone's like, okay, I'm a little bit sick, but I think I can tank it, if it's, like, something really important, oh, I think I can tank it, then usually, yeah, let's say we go to the studio, and then Iris got, like, put into a different room, you know? Quarantined, so then we weren't in contact as much, so you know we can still do the thing without getting sick, and no one got sick, I think, from that group, so everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah. It was literal baby jail. She wasn't baby jail. It's like, oh, okay, oh, I'm like, where's Iris? Well, she's far away, other side, different room. Trapped.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of Justice 2. Well, I mean, I've seen everyone but Liz. So I'm looking forward to seeing Liz next week. Everyone else. I don't know. Have I not seen... I think I've seen everyone.
Oh, I haven't seen...
Oh, no. I haven't seen one of the girls... So I'll be looking forward to seeing those too soon. And then we'll be doing Fast all together. And it'll be really fun. And then, yesterday we did the Holodori stream. I love rhythm games.
Actually, I played on a rhythm game recently. Well, I played it when it was in beta. Or early access or something. I think it was early access. It's called Unbeatable. but I only played the arcade mode. Sorry guys, I have not played the story. And then I really liked it actually, but then the full game came out and then it had a story mode. And like, I think that's really cool, and I think that's awesome that they did that. But I wanted to play the arcade mode. So I haven't played it since then. Maybe I'll do the story sometime, and then I'll just... Yeah, I think that's my first game in a really long time that I just played off stream, because I was like, I'm craving a rhythm game, but whenever I play rhythm games, my hands hurt afterwards, so that's why I don't really play them anymore. But maybe I can play a different one. I have been thinking I want to play fitness boxing. Also, guys, I did an oopsie. I did a big oopsie. I signed up for, well, not signed up, but I, you know, I said I'll join something. And then I realized, ooh, I need a Switch 2 for this. But I don't have a Switch 2. But then yesterday, when the whole Pokemon thing came out, you know, you guys know I'm not really into Pokemon. But then when it was, I saw the cute Pokemon, and I was like, maybe I should play the next Pokemon. So maybe it'll be worth getting a Switch 2. I'll play Pokemon, maybe. No promises, probably not.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe I'll play Pokemon. Yeah. I do like Pokemon in general, but I just never felt the urge to play it. I feel like, and this is my evil talk, I feel like I've played it once. I've played some of the older ones, and it's like, okay, now I've played it, you know? Because it's like the same thing. Oh, my green, don't say anything. Ooh, it's just like I've played it already, and I liked it, but now I've played it, you know. I've played it. But yeah, the new Pokemon looks really cute. So, alright, yeah, they brought out Fire Red and Leaf Green again, like remake. Oh, I guess it's just ports, not remakes. I'm not sure. My lisp, yeah. The space gives me a lisp. It is how it is. I think everyone with this phone gets a lisp in these spaces.
And then I've been thinking Resident Evil is coming out.
Well, came out today. Is it today? 28th? I wonder how that's gonna go. I haven't seen much of it. Like, I tend to not really look at trailers that much because I don't know. I like going in blind, and I'm also live under a rock. But I wonder if it's going to be camp, like eight, or if it's gonna be more serious. But I mean, Leon is there, so I'm sure it's gonna be camp. Have you looked at him? His hairstyle. I hate his hairstyle. No. Like, I like his hairstyle in general, but they dilfed him up and turned him more like less. Yeah, they turned him more wide and old, obviously, which is, he ages fine. But then they kept his signature 20 something old hair. And it's like, I just don't think anyone would have the same hairstyle for that long, unless it's something, a very simple hairstyle. Like a guy having, like, short hair or buzz cut or whatever, and it's their signature look, sure. But that's, his hairstyle is so stylized. I don't know. I just don't like it. Maybe I'll like it in the game, but I don't like it. I don't know. I feel like it just doesn't match him. I think, isn't Crony playing it? Maybe I'll see. I'll look there. What time is it? Yeah. Almost one. Okay, I still have some time. I bought a sticker pack, and it's like a Chikawa sticker pack. And I thought I was gonna have a lot of Momonga in it, but I didn't realize it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 minus 5. 25. It's like 25 stickers. Oh, actually, it's like 30 stickers. But only three of them are Momonga. So now I have a bunch of stickers that I don't want. And I don't want. Don't know what to do with them. Actually, my most hated. Actually, I don't know. There's two of the Chikawa characters I really don't like. And one of them is, I don't even know his name. It's like this crab. And they always pair the crab with Momonga. It's like a nipple baby, you know? Because Momonga is, sells really well. Momonga is, even though Momonga isn't part of the main three guys from Chikawa, he's really popular. So they paired Momonga with this stupid crab all the time because they want, in my opinion, this is my opinion, I think they want to sell the crab more and make it more popular. But it's like, get away from Momonga, nepo baby. So whenever I see merch of Momonga, and I'm like, oh, I kind of want that, and then the crab's on there, I don't want it anymore. And then the other one, and this one is just personal. I don't like Usagi because whenever I do gacha trying to get Momonga, I get Usagi every single time. Every single time. Every time. So I don't hate Usagi the character. I don't dislike Usagi as the character, but I don't like that it's always in my gacha. But it's okay. I have one oomph, one friend, and she likes Usagi, so I just give it to her. But I shouldn't have to. Usagi, get out of my gacha. Yeah, I've been trying really hard not to buy too much stuff this time because last time I had too much stuff, so I had to send back some things and they never arrived. Okay, well, actually they did apparently, but I just never got them and then they got sent back and now they're here again and I'm like, oh. So now I have to send it again. It's been like what, 6 months? I haven't had a mic stand in 6 months. I should have just bought a new one. I don't know. But I was always like, what if I buy a new one right now and then my package arrives tomorrow, you know? And just that thought, couldn't bring myself to, I should have bought one. My sock glass. It's not even about saving money. I don't mind investing like that. It's just the thought, like, how angry would I be if I bought a new one and then it arrives? You don't know what actually would happen. I would buy a new one and then I have like a whatever how long period where I can still return it. And then the day that period ends where I can't return it anymore, that's when my mic stand would have, like, my original mic stand would have gotten to me. And I just know it. I mean, obviously not, but I felt it and I didn't want to get angry. So I didn't buy a new one. I should buy a new one. Also, I never really liked my old mic stand, so maybe I can buy a completely different one. Is this mic still in the glass? Yes.
Yes, it is.
Actually, when I came here, we can borrow stuff from the company, obviously. So I asked for 2 screens and, you know, a phone stand and a mic stand. So I got the mic stand. But a screw on my personal mic is missing. I think I lost it. So I can't actually put my mic on the mic stand. So I've just had it in the sock anyways. It's just... So I asked for a mic stand, they give me a mic stand, and then I end up having to use the mic in a sock. Anyways, I mean, I guess I could have tried buying the screw. But it's been rough. It's been rough out here, guys. But I've been having fun, so it's fine. Yeah, hopefully, I mean, definitely I will be able to do a stream today, but hopefully it'll be go smoothly. Everything will be go smoothly. Yay! Yeah. Didn't you almost lost your AirPod the other day? Okay, I have a confession to make. I already lost the AirPods. So I got AirPods. I don't know which ones, but like old, not the ones where they like squish your ear, but the like normal ones. A while ago, by a friend of Gigi's, which I was like, wow, thank you so much. And I used them a lot. And then one time when I was in a cab or in a bus, I don't remember. And then I went outside and I realized I just left. I had the pack in my hand, you know, the little charging pack, but the actual ear pods, I just left them on the chair. So, and then I still had a second pair, which was my own, which I bought ages ago. And it was this like little Momonga ear pods. And I only bought them because they were really cute. Even though I don't like the ones that like go in your ear that much. I thought they were really cute. So I bought them. And then I lost one of those a while ago. So I've just been like for months, I've just been having one. And then doing the Taipei thingy, I lost that one. But then Kiara found it for me. Yay, Kiara! And I was in the recording booth. That's when I recorded that, my voice crack song. And, yeah, she opened the door. She came in and I'm like, what's happening? And then she goes down on one knee, speaks German to me. And I was so confused because I was like, I was about to sing here, you know? And I'm like, what? Kiara jump scare. And then she goes down on one knee and she puts her hand like you would a ring box. And she's like, I've been having such a nice time with you, Cecilia. I just want this to go on forever. And then she opens her hands. She goes, will you marry me? And then in the palm of her hand is my Momonga AirPod. She found it. Yeah, I think I dropped it on the floor. And she found it. I was so happy. And we hugged. And I said yes to my Momonga AirPod. And then I had it again. But now I don't know where it is. I think it's in downstairs, maybe. Not sure. But thank you very much, Kiara. Senpai. Thank you. And it was so funny because it was, you know, I wasn't expecting her. I was really confused. I don't know what she was doing. And then she does her bit. And I'm just like, standing man emoji. Were you? But yeah, it was very funny. She's funny. She's cute. I'm glad she gave me my earpod. Momonga. Maybe I should. I haven't seen them in the store though, so I don't know if I could. I should buy like real ones. But I lose them all the time. The only reason I haven't been using my headset instead is because my phone broke, right? My Android broke. So I've been using iPhones. Well, I guess most Androids don't have headphone jacks anymore either. But yeah, so I've been using Bluetooth headsets with my phones when I'm outside. But it's fine. Who needs more than one singular earpod, you know? I don't think you do. Well. This is me. That was me yapping. I hope you guys had a fun time yapping. I'm tired. I'm going to go take a bath. No, actually, I think the others are coming. Getting food. Where are they? They were supposed to take like 5 minutes. Well, and then I'm going to eat some breakfast and I'm going to take a shower, bath, whatever floats my boat, and then I'm going to go. And then when I come back home tonight, let's have a fun chatting stream. Well, now that I chatted so much, maybe I'll play a game.
I'll think about it. I'll think about it. Okay. Bye, everyone. Bye, mucho mos. I'll see you very soon again. Bye-bye. Please cheer for me. Actually, yesterday was a terrible day. Yesterday, like, 5 million things went wrong. Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. One of our projects, actually, was on the tip of dying. It was fine. We managed. Everything turned out okay. But it was very stressful. So, yeah, but it happens, I guess. Bad days happen to anyone and everyone. It's important that you get back up and get back out there and keep fighting. But I've been having a nice time. It's just been really busy. But that's just the decisions, I guess. You have to make sometimes. Sacrifices you gotta take. Haven't been able to play much. Everyone's having fun without me. But yeah. Yeah, we have FES and then it'll be chill for a while. So I'm looking forward to FES and I'm looking forward to chill too. To be fair. Okay, bye bye. I'm waving. I kind of want to take a nap, but I shouldn't. Because if I take a nap, I'm resetting my vocal cords. So I'm not going to do that. Good night. I mean, goodbye. Bye bye. I always forget where the end button is. End. Oops. End. Yes. Bye. End.